want to, before we go any further, I want to introduce this remarkable bunch of musicians up here. These flowers that are up on stage, they very sweetly sent to Linda and I, wishing us a good show. But, you know, we really... Linda and me. I know, she always has to correct me. But as I was saying, you know, actually, we should have sent the flowers to them because we gave them 1 week to learn an entire record plus all these other songs and in weird keys playing with weird instruments, and they are doing it beautifully. Back here on the pedal steel and a lot of strange, wonderful instruments is Greg Lees. And he's over here on mandolin now. And usually this young man is back behind the drums, keeping the groove, establishing the groove, and keeping the groove. But as you can see, he dresses beautifully, and he also plays all these other instruments, Ethan Johns. And back here wearing the jacket du jour, my dear friend and fellow spy boy, who's been with me on the road for many years, and we're so great that he could join our ensemble here, which I think we're calling the Hoofers. This is Buddy Miller. And stepping down from the keyboard to play this absolutely beautiful instrument. The world really needs more accordion. It's a much maligned instrument. In the next millennium, it will be king, and the person playing it will be Wicks.
I'm going to introduce this next guy now and give him a chance to correct my grammar. No, I usually don't make grammatical errors, excuse me.
She's been hanging around me too long.
I make other kinds of errors. Finally, on my extreme left, a man who's been a good friend for a long time, both musically and personally. And he was in a band. Well, he played on the second record that I made back in the 60s. He played on the first record that Emmy made in the 70s. Then he played in a group called the Flying Burrito Brothers. Then he formed a band that I was lucky enough to have on the road with me for a year called the Eagles. On guitar and mandolin and banjo, Mr. Bernie Ledden.
They were just so verklempt from that introduction.